The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness, The Path to True Christian Joy. Timothy Keller, 10 Publishing, 2012. 46 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance by Kirsten Burkett. About the author. Timothy Keller was founder of the Redeemer Presbyterian Church in Manhattan and a best-selling author of books on apologetics and spirituality. Contents. The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. Chapter 1, The Natural Condition of the Human Ego. Chapter 2, The Transformed View of Self. Chapter 3, How to Get That Transformed View of Self. General summary, a brief discussion of self-esteem, the problems it causes, and the remedy for it, based on 1 Corinthians 3:21-4:7. The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness. 1 Corinthians 3:21-4:7 shows that the divisions in the church come from pride and boasting. Modern Western culture, against almost all precedent, promotes boasting and considers low esteem as the root of social problems. Yet evidence is that high self-esteem is the problem, not low self-esteem. Chapter 1, The Natural Condition of the Human Ego. The word for pride in verse 6 is physio, overinflated. The natural human ego is empty, painful, because there is something wrong with it, busy, drawing attention to itself, and fragile. Superiority and inferiority complexes are the same, both results of the ego being overinflated and at risk of or experiencing deflation. Chapter 2, The Transformed View of Self. Paul does not look to other humans for validation. Our world agrees we should not, but sees the remedy in self-judgment, high self-esteem. Yet Paul does not judge himself either, even though his conscience is clear. Self-esteem does not deliver. We cannot even reach our own standards. Paul knew he was the worst of sinners and was yet totally confident, for he knew his sins were not connected to his identity. His humility meant his ego did not attention. He did not need to think about himself. This is the blessed rest that only self-forgetfulness brings. It is the opposite of both high and low self-esteem. Chapter 3, How to Get That Transformed View of Self. We all look for that ultimate verdict that we are important and valuable. We put ourselves on trial every day. Paul does not, for the Lord judges him. In the gospel, you get the verdict before the performance. We do not need to build up our resumes. We can do things for the joy of doing them. We are not on trial, for Jesus was on trial instead. Subsequently, the only person whose opinion counts looks at me and he finds me more valuable than all the jewels in the earth. What if you believe this, but still keep getting sucked back into the courtroom? We have to relive the gospel every time we pray. Care about what the Lord thinks, not you. The book ends with thoughts and questions for reflection. Copyright 2021, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.